War Room, Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Now, we're back in the War Room. You promised me that if I booked Lindell, Sidney Powell, Steve Cortez, Jason Jones, and Raynard Jackson, and Darren Beatty. So I came up with it. I booked in this curl shirt. You just can't sit there and look pretty. You've got to have a speaking role here. I know you left your notes and you're vapor locked on me. But the power prayer is got you through, your cancer?
Yes. Anyone who's facing cancer, stay in prayer. There are so many blessings along the way, and you will make it through. I'm here. I'm 1 year out from chemo, and just had a great support system.
So. Wow. You're a true warrior. You're tough as boot leather. And Raynard, I got to tell you, Raynard Jackson had the same situation. Yeah. Everybody's praying for him. Raynard's a deeply holy man. I want to bring in another guy right now about the power of prayer and what Christ and God can do to change your life around. Mike Lindell. We've got an amazing clip from the rally the other day, and this shows you what a kind-hearted and good person Lindell is. You know, Mike and I are talking before his big rallies. We always talk about what's going to go on and who's going. He had a great, you know, he had Dinesh D'Souza, he had Charlie Kirk, he had Diamond and Silk, just a huge Brandon House, had a huge, you know, opening acts. The president was going to come on by Jumbotron Mike's. And Mike was sitting there talking, the media's all flocking there. And as a kind-hearted, good guy, he's sitting there saying, yeah, we've got these guys and these guys. I said, Mike, these guys are all killers, right? They're not there to say how great the rallies are. These are assassins, okay? And now you've got them in there. We're going to get to Mike Lindell. I want to bring you in that I think that's what people love about you. You've got this energy that you're not going to be defeated. You're not going to be stopped. There's a greater power obviously working through you. You're an imperfect instrument, as we're all imperfect instruments. Right, President Trump admits he's an imperfect instrument. Divine providence works through imperfect instruments, as we all are. But you've got this kind of, you've got this confidence. You've got this energy. You've got this spirit about you that you just know that Mike Lindell's not going to be defeated. And yet you had, and we're going to get in as we got it booted up. But I want you to set up, because we're trying to get the tape up, and we're going to run part of it, because it goes a long time. You had a crew out there. And you told me, hey, the Daily Show's coming out, and they're going to do a thing. And I said, these guys are killers. They're not there to say what a great rally it is. And then you had them out there, and you welcomed them. And then they tried to jump you. Is that basically what the story is, sir?
Yeah, they were horrible. I had Rolling Stone magazine. He was bad enough. I'm trying to explain to him. They're trying to discredit the rally. He's going, Mike, everybody's saying they won't let your frank speech be uploaded onto Facebook. I said, that's why we're having this rally. Of course, Zuckerberg's not going to let you show the truth on Facebook. Well, anyway, these guys from The Daily Show, then they're acting real nice. And they're going, oh, we don't want to. I said, you can interview right here. The beautiful crowd behind it. You know, there are 18,000 people out there. No, we don't want to do that because because of the noise. Well, I'm going, okay, what do you mean? Everybody's interviewed right here. It's epic. And so they bring me across the road in this grass. I said,
But hold it. Hang on. The reason they didn't want to do it with the crowd, they didn't want to show their audience that there's 18,000 people there on a Saturday,
exactly
right?
Because
the sound problem. So they take you out, and where we had it looks like it's outhouse. It looks like the Johnny's on the spot where they interviewed you, right? Correct?
Yeah, they brought me to this grass area by a parking lot, and I said, okay, I'll do it here. Now, realize, I was very respectful of them because the president was coming up on the Jumbotron. I had to introduce him like 10-15 minutes from there. So I'm trying to wrap my head around everything, but I've given the respect. They came there, and I get out there, and right away I knew it was a hit shot. They started asking me stuff and to discredit things. I told them about the cyber symposium I'm doing, and the guy just started his attack. It was like Jimmy Kimmel on steroids. I mean, it was like he just wouldn't let up, and then he's, you know, mocking me. But I went back down because there's only one truth here, Steve. There's only one truth. When you have the truth, these guys are easy to stand firm against. And, you know, they're trying – each thing they say, I've been down this road, and you know where they're coming from. And they're trying to go – oh, Mike, people, you're giving, you know, basically false hope. I'm giving false hope. I said to the guy, wouldn't you want to know that if you had this evidence, what would you do? And the guy just kept, he's kind of getting upset going, wait a minute, I'm the interviewer. And I just kept asking him questions, throwing it back in his face. But then the producer, Steve, kept jumping up and they're going, tell him this, tell him this. I'm going, I'm right here. But fortunately, we had the tape. The great Scott Hennen, he taped this. He taped this, the wherewithal to pull out his phone and tape this. So this is actually going to be seen for the first time here before the Daily Show even does their hit job.
Okay, so I want to go, as we get it loaded up, we're going to get this thing worked out. I've got to ask you, and people should understand this, Mike Lindell and General Flynn, Rudy Giuliani, Jack Posobiec, so many people came back to our commemoration of the first anniversary of the new federal state of China. Remember, this is an opposition group that stands opposed as part of the diaspora of the Chinese people, 250 million that have left China, also people inside China that come together, say, we want to form like a government in opposition. We want to form a apparatus in opposition to the transnational criminal organization. Mike Lindell comes on the day, and he symbolically put out the lawsuit on Dominion afternoon on the third here, but it was the fourth in Beijing because that's Tiananmen Square. That's when we started this a year ago. When he took the stage, after he had in there accusing the Chinese Communist Party, I think the first time in federal court ever, evidence had been provided about their infiltration and what they're trying to do with the United States of America. Mike, you were greeted as a rock star by these are Chinese Americans or Chinese nationals throughout the world that came to this the audience, and we'll try to play that tomorrow. You were greeted as a rock star because everybody's coming to me and saying, hey, this is the first guy that's ever challenged the Chinese Communist Party to their face. And normally these are the kind of guys that get assassinated. These are the kind of guys that end up missing. So talk about that experience of standing on that stage, and not just that, the love and the intensity of these Chinese Americans or Chinese throughout the world. You stand up there and they're treating you like a rock star.
You know, Stephen, that's what keeps me going. I was just interviewed yesterday by another bad media outlet. I'm sure her article will come out today. But she asked me that question. She says, what keeps you going? Why don't you just give up? You're getting attacked everywhere. And it's just like what you just said, Steve. Those guys, when they greeted me in that room, it's just like, wow, it's like here's their hope. And finally, they have someone that's standing up to what the truth is and standing up to evil. And that's what keeps me going. It's not just me. I just might be in the forefront with the biggest mouth. But everybody out there wants to do their part. And everybody just getting behind me and getting behind what we're doing, it means a lot. It means everything. And I got my faith in God that I'm on the right path. But this is confirmation. When everybody's like that, it's just a confirmation. And there's been so many terrible things done with the CCP for so long. And now, you know, to be able to put that in the lawsuit that China was a part of this, that did this, that was probably, like you say, one of the first times ever. But it didn't get any media coverage, you know. And that's why we're going to do the cyber symposium. Okay. That's exactly why we're going
to
do it.
I want to go to this, and I can see when you look at the whole tape, the thing that's triggering the media now is Mike Lindell's put up or shut up thing. You're now saying that you're going to rent a facility or get a facility, probably a convention center. You're going to bring in all the experts as you put in millions and millions of dollars and all these films and all these lawsuits now in federal court and getting ready to go to the Supreme Court, right, to show your whole thing we call the air game, right, that's got the media all in meltdown. Oh, he's telling Trump it's going to be August. You're prepared in sometime in July when we can get a venue. And you're going to sit there and invite the world, as long as they're credentialized, including the Chinese Communist Party guys in the country, as long as you're credentialized as a cyber expert. And you could tell from The Daily Show, this is what they melt down about. Because you're sitting there going, hey, if I don't have it and you guys can prove it, then hey, then that's my bad. Then tear me apart and throw my lawsuits out. But I'm challenging you now on live stream and national and global TV. We're going to be there. So it's put up or shut up. Bring your best guys. I think that's what's triggering us. So talk to us about, before we play this clip, talk to us about what you're doing with this cyber symposium on a date to be announced and a location to be announced that you're working and beavering away 24/7 to get an appropriate venue. Tell us what you're prepared to do on that day.
Well, we're going to pass out the packet captures. And this is, if you know anything about cyber, I've had to learn myself, cyber forensics, when you have the packet captures, that's 100% evidence. It's like having a movie of the night of the election, the day before, the 2 days after, the whole election. We have all the packet captures. You talk to some cyber guys, they're going, you have the packet captures? You know, and it's just, it's going to be amazing. We're going to have all of our guys there, the ones I've hired from the government, outside the government, have them there. Then you have this other ring of anyone that wants to bring a forensic expert there, as long as they have, I think it's SISSP credentials. They got to have credentials, otherwise we don't want them there. We want people that know what they're seeing and know what they can tell. Then the next ring, the next ones is I want them, all the people there, your senators, congressmen, governors, all the media, Secretary of States, and yes, even Brian Kemp and Doug Ducey in the front row. You got all these people there, and they can sit and ask their own cyber guys, is this really true? And the cyber guys are going, yes, it is. We're saving our country from this attack by China. And then they're going to go, we got to get this to the Supreme Court so they can be vote 9-0 and they'll be heroes. That's what they're worried about, Steve, because who stands, myself, if I'm wrong, which I'm not, but they, you'd think they'd want to do that. You'd think this is what Dominion and Smartmatic would have wanted to do right in the beginning, say, we have nothing to hide. Well, I'm telling you, when I bring this there, the whole world's going to see it. Maybe even Fox will show up to film it live. You know, I want everybody there live streaming. And you just
highly unlikely.
You know,
one American Newsmax, maybe.
Could be there. This is going to be, you know, and then this lady yesterday said, well, Mike, why haven't you done this sooner? I said, we have to get people. You know, I've been trying to get the evidence to people. I send, you know, reporters, journalists, here's the evidence, here's the evidence. They don't print it. Their bosses won't let them show it. So what we got to do, let's just show it all ourselves, everybody.
Let me go back to one thing. We're going to take a commercial break and play this on the other side of this. But I got to ask you, and this came up from the 1-6 thing with Darren Beede. There may be some government understanding of 1-6, government involvement. It was Trump's administration. We got to know why President Trump didn't know it. President Trump's guy over at DHS said this was Krebs, said this was the most secure election in American history. Sir, before we go to break, you got a minute. What do you say to Krebs? Krebs sat there and said on Fox, on MSNBC, on CNN, most secure election in American history.
Right. Krebs was either misconstrued or lying, or on the other hand, he didn't have the evidence that came to me on January 9th. So if we give him a break, because I probably think it's the latter, because Chris Krebs said a couple months ago on Morning Joe, he was there with Adam Schiff, and they asked Chris Krebs, they said, what is the biggest threat to the United States right now? And he said, bar none, a cyber attack by China right down to the local races. So I think Chris Krebs has completely come full circle. He's probably watched my movies. He's probably seen all the packet captures that or knows we have them, and he's probably changed his tune, especially after the cyber attack with the gas pines and stuff. And so he's come. You know, you got to realize even Barr didn't have this evidence back then. Everybody, this is all new. To have these packet captures is a miracle.
They didn't have the evidence, but they had the apparatus. It didn't take. Shouldn't take a private citizen like Mike Lindell and a patriot to put money out of your own pocket and relentless and the focus away from your business. Look, the company's still doing great, but look, you're spending. I think I work crazy hours. You make me look like a piker. I mean, I contact you all hours of night, and you're either flying around recording something, and it's all out of your own pocket, right?
Yeah.
Barr had access to the apparatus. We're not letting Barr off the hook because he's one of the problems. He's a big problem. Took a $2 million book deal from Simon Schuster. Short commercial break. We'll return with exclusive footage on what was supposed to be the takedown of Mike Lindell. Guess what? Didn't happen. All next in the War Room. Okay, look at the news over the last couple of days, the financial news. Now, I'm not talking about the billionaires not paying taxes. I'm talking about the biggest price increases in, 40 or 50 years. Also, the complete implosion of the crypto market and the stocks, the meme stocks running wild. What does this tell you? It means that nobody knows nothing. So here's what you've got to do right now to talk about planning for your financial future. You've got to talk to the folks at Birch Gold. It's A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They're the world's experts on precious metals. That means gold and silver. You've got to go there today. Here's how you get there. Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, at 484848. This is what you text. Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, at 484848. Do it today. Do it now.
War Room, Pandemic with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room, Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Man of God, you're a businessman. Yeah, at some point,
and we're supposed to be let you people like you destroy us and take away our voices. Fox is in here. Shame on Fox. Nobody's here. You see CNN, Fox, or any of them here to talk about anything? Doesn't anybody care? Have you watched absolutely 9-0? You didn't even bother to watch it. You wouldn't be talking so smart if you watched it.
Mike, I've watched all of your pillow commercials.
No, what does that have to? No, you're not. You're being a jokester now. You're being real funny. Shame on you what you've done to our country by you saying stuff like that. This has nothing to do with the pillow. This is, you should have watched absolute proof, absolute interference, scientific proof, and absolutely 9-0. I would expect you, if you had what I had, that you would be a patriot and go out there and speak out with it.
I'll tell you this, I didn't watch your movies, but I was there on January 6th.
What, January 6th? I wasn't there. I'm glad you were there. Were you part of that?
I was documenting it.
Okay, good for you. I wasn't there. What does this have to do with January 6th?
You were pre-planning for the next one, which is in August.
What are you talking about? I got this evidence on January 9th. The evidence I got to save our country that the Democrats warned about. We have cyber heaven. Don't you care? Don't you care that your country's attacking it, that China, the CCP, was behind us? You got to watch the movie. So go, wow, Mike, this is amazing.
I got to get through this mayor of Easttown or what have you. I'm going to get to it. I'm excited. Did you not have HBO Max? You're the most connected man in the world. Can't you get a passcode?
For what? I don't watch TV. I spend my time trying to go out there and evangelize and bring people. Skilly, we're in the greatest revival in history to bring our country once again back to one nation under God.
It feels like right now, at some point, are you doing more good or more harm?
Harm? How am I doing harm? What are you talking about? You mean all the stores that have canceled my pillow? Is that what you're talking about? Twitter, all the people in this country where now all of a sudden here is a senator from the state of Wisconsin, and he gets canceled out for 7 days because all he did was say what they're saying of hydroxychloroquine work. Wow.
People who work and try to count votes, work in our electoral process, are threatened for doing their job.
This has nothing to do with them counting.
There are people.
The machines have nothing to do with that. These machines, these attacks. Why aren't you interviewing Dominion? Are you afraid to say Dominion?
I'll say Dominion.
How come you as a journalist, how come your show hasn't went to Dominion and said, Dominion? Now, let me tell you something.
I went to Arizona.
If they put rocks and knives in my pillow, if all you out there
I've heard this spiel. Well, you did it on Kimmel.
Right. Then why did Dominion say, instead of suing people over 200 lawsuits and threats, bad threats, let me tell you.
Much are they suing you for?
Oh, you mean me suing them or them suing
how
me?
How much are they suing you?
$1.3 billion. And they went after my pillow.
Is this just sort of like a spending spree, like a Brewster's Million situation where you just got to get rid of all you have before they come and take it all?
But who does? The bad people like Dominion or you or what?
I'm not coming for it.
Hey, what are you doing here? You're trying to mock me?
I want to try one of the pillows. I can't sit through Tucker
You won't print that, right? The sarcastic? But yeah, use promo code Daily Show, right? Huh?
I'll print the sarcastic stuff. That's the stuff that...
Honestly, though, there are people being threatened because they continuously hear that this was a fraudulent election. And all of the evidence is shot down. People like the Republican Secretary of State is afraid for his life.
Are you talking about Brad Raffensperger?
Yes.
Brad Raffensperger and Brian Kemp were in on this. Are you kidding? They're as compromised as they come. Are you kidding me? Doug Ducey, these guys, you guys
got to compromised them? Why are they
compromised? Why are these Republicans compromised?
I don't know. Ask them.
I'm asking you because you apparently are the one that...
No, you need to understand. That's a deviation. Why wouldn't you guys, when I was kicked out...
Do you either want to be the guy everybody comes to or not the guy everybody comes to? Because you have answers for being the guy
compromised? I don't know. Brian Kemp bought $107 million worth of Dominion machine in 2019. Why did Brian Kemp...
It's happening inside the party.
It could be any party. Okay. Party. Are you kidding me? You got those two governors, Brian Kemp and Doug Ducey. Both of them have been the biggest obstructionists to look. Why would they say, hey, let's look at the machine. Let's look at it back then. Why didn't anybody say, let's look at, let's do an audit, then get it behind us?
Well, why is it benefiting them?
No, why didn't they do that back then? Why do they do it now? Why are they trying to stop Maricopa? Do you know Maricopa's almost done? When that comes out, the cyber evidence I had is going to match directly.
Are you funding that recount?
No, I'm not funding that recount.
You haven't given any money to that recount?
No, I have not. But so you can't really get me on that, can you?
I think the minion's going to give you a card.
I have my own.
You have your own what?
I have my own investigators. I've spent money. I already have the cyber evidence. Whatever people did out there during December and November, they didn't have this. They didn't have it, and you're going to see that next month. You're going to see it, the cyber symposium. You can apologize then.
Here's the deal. I've come to your event. I talked to a lot of people, and they believe you. They care about you. They love your story. And I know you say you're a freedom fighter, but I also hear stories
freedom
of...
Freedom fighter? Who said that? What are you talking about?
You know what? Okay, what
is that what I said?
I don't know.
No. I said I'm an American. I come from the American dream will be gone. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican.
Yes, but
I have 2,500 employees. Mm-hmm. They all have families. They all have jobs. They're all people here in our country. Mm-hmm. I have something that's evidence that our country was by a foreign country, China, coming in. I don't care if they're a Democrat or Republican. I don't care if Donald Trump would have been in, I would still be sounding the alarm. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to give me the respect for that? What if I have exactly what I'm telling you I have because you haven't watched the movie?
What do you say?
What would you say to that?
If you have all of these things,
if I have
really
everything I'm telling you, no, really what would you do? What would you say, Mike? Don't talk about it?
You've been peddling this for months now. And you've been constantly carrying water for Donald Trump. And
I'm not carrying water for Donald Trump. Why would you say something like that?
Early December. What?
He's wrapping up.
Right. Yeah,
one more minute. If it does not turn out.
Okay, no, I'm coming right
August,
now.
August does not happen.
If August doesn't happen, what do you say to these people?
States are going to all pull it down because they're doing audits in every state. Pennsylvania's doing audits, they're doing here in Wisconsin. Maricopa will get done. Everywhere they've done an audit, like the New Hampshire, every place that we've done audits, that we've done the machines, it's the same thing everywhere.
So there's a plan. It's like watching that Bigfoot show. They don't find Bigfoot at the end, but if you tune in next week, maybe it's going to happen.
Good one.
Thank you.
All right. Good.
You guys are horrible.
Oh.
That's being kind.
Oh. That's being
total
kind.
Fake news.
Okay. This is very illustrative. I'm going to put this in live chat. I want everybody to share this today. This is the type of wise guys. You see what happens right there? That's the Daily Show. Trevor Noah, you're a clown. Okay. Well, everybody knows you're a clown. But, I mean, your staff over there, it's not serious. Okay. It's not serious. And, Mike, I do have to talk to you about it. Because, listen, Mike Lindell's such a good man and so trusting, right? I got to talk to the comm staff. You got to do a better screening job. They should have been forced to watch the movies and staff talk to them before they come on. They're pure wise guys. But it's great for the audience to see what really happens when these interviews take place. These are hit jobs. Those guys are assassins. And remember, part of their power, what they try to do is, and Saul Alinsky said this, mock and ridicule them, right? Remember, the French Revolution was a big thing, is taking the aristocracy, right, when the revolutions were there and putting the red hat on them, the cap of liberty, the liberty cap. In Mao's China, the Red Guards, put the dunce cap. Get the teacher and put the dunce cap on them. Get the parents and put the dunce cap on them and mock them. It's mockery. Their weapon is mockery. I got news for you, Trevor Noah, and all these guys is that Mike Lindell is actually an incredibly smart guy. The way he's going about this is very smart. Here's what the left's fearing right now. And this is why they're saying their new thing is that all these workers are now under assault. Where are they under assault? We're getting to the bottom of one of the biggest scandals in the history of the nation, in the history of the free world. And Mike Lindell, as nice as he is, and as pleasant as he is, and as open as he is, He's got a core of iron and steel, and you're not going to back him off. He's already looked at death in the face in the abyss of drugs and gambling and depravity, right? When he was nothing, and the Lord saved him and God saved him to use him as an instrument. And right there, you're seeing the instrumentality. And you see how the modernists, they can't handle it. They got to have this wise guy snarky thing. If you line up people on our side of the football and that's where we're going to win. Everybody take a deep breath. Just get focused. Just get focused. We're going to win this because that's the opposition. The soy boys, you think they're going to defeat us? That's what's going to defeat us? The wise guys sit there, mock and ridicule Mike Lindell, and Mike Lindell's got the receipts. Mike, we got about 2 minutes. You take it from here. That thing's explosive. We scooped the Daily Show. I'm so glad you did it. We're going to put it out everywhere.
Right. Well, in what you see there, everybody, there's two kinds of things I deal with every day from morning till night. I deal with that kind of garbage. That guy that now watch. Now, if you listen to him, he didn't even he came unprepared. He was prepared for what he wanted to do, his agenda, but he didn't even bother and watch absolutely 9-0. He didn't even bother and find out why we were having this freedom rally, this frank speech rally. Rolling Stone, they came unprepared. That guy came totally unprepared. And this is what goes on. Then you have the other foot where you heard me saying there where, you know, like Fox doesn't even show up. I mean, they don't, you know, I mean, this is... This is what's going on, our free speech and this is what's happening. You got mockers and attackers, and then you have the people that go, we don't even want to get involved. If you heard, oh, they'll say Dominion. That's why we're right now that, you know, like when I went on Jimmy Kimmel, the reason I invited The Daily Show, and Steve, you know, you warned me of these guys. I don't know which ones are bad. Right now they're all bad, it seems like, but... I don't have a public, so I go right into that. These guys have my direct phone number, everybody. They call me. I go through this all day long. So when you see reports come out there, and Mike Lindell does this. This is they're taking pieces from a story. I'm so glad we got this one on Beautiful. Film so you can see what goes on, because this is what journalism has become in our country. It's they don't come prepared, or they're hit jobs hired by outsiders or for entertainment purposes. How dare they use terrible entertainment for when we've got our country at stake here, Steve? We've got our country at stake, and they're mocking things. Like, you know, wouldn't you want – I kept telling that reporter, wouldn't you want to know the truth? What if you had this evidence, and we had to trust that guy with this evidence?
Mike, we're going to bounce, but we're going to get you back on. We got to track you down and get you back on tomorrow. We got Cindy Powell next. Mike Lindell, go to Frank's speech. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Everybody share this. Mike, thank you so much for coming on. Cindy Powell next. Now I want to bring in, so thank everybody, go to warmdefense.com. I want to bring in one of the great heroes of this movement, Sidney Powell. Now, I've got my sister here for a couple of days. This was like your biggest, you're a Lindell thing, but you said Sidney Powell. That's called a microphone.
I'm over the moon. Okay. I'm so excited. God bless you. You have so many people praying for you. Thank you for all your hard work.
Oh, thank you so much. We feel those prayers. The whole team does.
Cindy, get us up to date on what's happening. Particularly, I just got notified in the middle of the night. They're taking down your email account. They're trying to shut you down from communication and access to anybody about your ongoing investigation. Walk us through right now what's happened to the email. I want to make sure our audience knows, and particularly people that are part of your network. If they're not getting direct, immediate information from you, what's happening?
Yes, MailChimp just deplatformed my law firm blast emails from sidneypowell.com because apparently we were talking about defending the Republic. And they just can't stand the truth, Steve. That's all it is. They want to suppress free speech. They can't stand the truth. They are absolutely terrified of it. And all the behaviors you were talking about earlier, about all the labeling they do of us and the mocking, those are fear-based behaviors. Absolutely fear-based. They don't know what else to do. They have no substance, so they lash out with labels and try to dismiss us as, quote, conspiracy theorists or racist or mock us, and that's because they have absolutely nothing.
Cindy, I want to ask you, you became a hero to this movement early on. I mean, you were one of the posse and helped us here in 18 in the midterm elections. You were one of the surrogates. We had surrogate calls every day. You were late. In the middle of that, you took on General Flynn's case when it looked like, you know, he had had other lawyers and it looked like a lot of bad stuff was going to happen to him. Walk us through your journey, because you come from, you know, you weren't doing this for a long time. You've always been a fighter for freedom. But you got involved in General Flynn's case, and then you saw what we were up against and what the American people were up against. And you really became one of the leaders of this movement and getting to the bottom of what the facts are. So walk us through your journey, how you got involved with General Flynn, and then what led you to being here today.
Well, I used to be a federal prosecutor. I was for 10 years in three different districts under 9 U.S. attorneys from both political parties. And I never in my entire career saw prosecutors behave the way they started behaving, at least with the Enron task force appointments, which were made by President Bush back in 2001. And there I was in private practice then, and I saw prosecutors make up crimes, absolutely make them up by piecing parts of two different statutes together. and hide evidence that showed people were innocent. I wound up representing Arthur Anderson, which was destroyed with 85,000 jobs along with it by this corrupt group of prosecutors, only to be reversed 9-0 by the Supreme Court. And then I represented one of the Merrill Lynch executives in litigation that lasted a total of 10 years. It took me 6 years to uncover the evidence the prosecutors had hidden that showed these men were innocent. Four men went to prison for up to a year on an indictment that didn't even state a criminal offense. They couldn't get bail pending appeal because this corrupt group of prosecutors headed by Andrew Weissman and Leslie Caldwell and Lisa Monaco, who's now Deputy Attorney General, and of course Weissman became Deputy Director of the FBI under Mueller and General Counsel, and then became head of Mueller's squad, his hit squad that went after General Flynn. So I wrote a book.
But hold on, I want to go. I got to go back to Weissman. He's a psychopath. I got to go, and he's on MSNBC all the time, pontificating. Right? He's a psychopath. Okay. Talk about Arthur Anderson. They destroyed one of the great accounting firms in this country and put tens of thousands of people out of work because he was maniacally focused on this.
85,000 people worldwide.
85,000. And later you found out it was uncalled for. Correct.
Correct. They took parts of two different statutes to make a crime that didn't exist. Congress had never enacted that statute. In fact, they did later to plug what they saw as a loophole in Arthur Anderson. But of course, then they did not apply that to Hillary Clinton, to whom it would have applied. But yes, they destroyed Anderson. They knew they were going to destroy it when they indicted the company. They sealed the indictment for a week while they worked behind the scenes to avoid upheaval in the markets because Anderson represented 2,500 publicly traded companies. And as soon as the indictment was unsealed, of course, Anderson was history. They didn't even have to wait for the trial. But since they tried him in Houston in the wake of the Enron collapse, which affected people all across the country, and yes, it was a bad thing, but was it Anderson's crime? No, it wasn't. There was no crime there with respect to Anderson, certainly not what the government had charged. And so the company was destroyed for nothing. It took 2 years for a unanimous Supreme Court to reverse the Anderson conviction in its entirety. But
why has Weissman not been charged with that? That's what I'm saying. How can Andrew Weissman, this psychopath, go about and do all this stuff? Why has he not been charged with anything? What do we have to do to actually get criminal charges against him? Why? I know what's going to happen after. People understand when we take over in 2022 and 24, new deal. No more like in 16, right? The same people around Trump that were talking about everything, they're all gone. Those are the ribbon clerks. They're gone. They all ran for the hills, okay? Going to be a new deal. So you understand, we're winning in 2022 in a massive landslide. We're going to take 50 seats, okay, taking the House of Representatives. And we're going
to
win in 2024.
Well, we should have done that in 2020. In fact, I think we did, but the election results were stolen from us. So until we fix 2020 and right the wrongs there, as well as demand citizens, real voting ID and real paper ballots instead of those manufactured from the machines after they've changed the vote to whatever they wanted it to be, we've got to have a real electoral system before we can elect anybody. I think we won at least 50 seats.
We did. There's no doubt this is legitimate. Let's go back to November 3rd. Tell us right now, our audience, where are you working? What are the verticals you're going after? When can people start to see results? We're going to go to court. Just walk us through what the whole apparatus of your investigation, where is it taking you?
Well, almost immediately after the election, I started an organization called DefendingTheRepublic.org. And I would encourage everyone to go to our site and look at all the information there. We're focusing not just on election issues, but also issues of individual rights that involve COVID, masks, all kinds of different things, because they all are infringing on our rights as individuals given to us by God and enshrined in our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We have enormous work to do. We were the only group that had three cases on the Supreme Court's docket, which of course it let lie there until they became moot, and then they declared them moot and dismissed them. But we have been working on the election law issues since the day after the election, when mathematicians let me know that they had already figured out the algorithm that had been run to alter the vote. We've uncovered all kinds of different things. We were working with Mike Lindell's team on a lot of this, and we're going to stay after it. I mean, I have been firmly convinced that we saw the worst fraud in the history of the country, if not the world, and it's got to be changed.
Sydney, do you see, now we call you guys the air game. You're coming in with the airstrike, right, with the machines. Do you see the ground game? Would you see on the full forensic audit of the physical ballots about to start, the canvas, and Attorney General Merrick Garland is getting involved here now. You're going to see it metastasized to Georgia. You already got people, lawyering up and getting criminal defense lawyers, New Hampshire, Michigan, Pennsylvania, all of it. The question I got, when Merrick Garland sent that letter out there to intimidate basically the state Senate, and Wendy Rogers and others, we had her on yesterday, stood up to him. Do you believe in your time as a federal prosecutor that Merrick Garland must recuse himself from any involvement in the 3 November situation, given the fact that he's Biden's appointee as Department of Justice? Does he have any standing here, or he should be recused immediately?
I think he should be recused, yes. And I found his conduct absolutely appalling. They're not going to investigate the election fraud. But by the way, the Trump administration also stood down on investigating the election fraud. I don't know what in the world happened there, but all the election fraud investigations during the Trump administration were shut down after the election.
Well, isn't that Bill Barr? I'm going to go back to Bill Barr because now he's got a $2 million. By the way, Barr's in on it when he's got a $2 million book deal from Simon & Schuster, one of these big publishers. You ain't getting a big book deal unless you're part of the problem. Trust me. Talk about Bill Barr and Trump's Justice Department and how they didn't serve the Republic.
Well, I was a big supporter of Bill Barr. I really was, until September or October, when it seemed like something dramatically changed with him, and I don't know what it was. But certainly the people he left in charge there not only dropped the ball, but were a huge part of the problem in failing to do anything about the massive fraud that we all saw happen election night. It's inexplicable to me. In fact, I know that serious threats were made against at least one or two people out of the Department of Justice because of their efforts to do something about the election fraud. And they told all the U.S. attorneys to stand down.
All the U.S. attorneys stand down. You're seeing now, whether it's out, and listen, we say, hey, we don't talk about things unless they're in venues that can be adjudicated. You're seeing out with the constitutional authority of the state Senate in Arizona, they're full doing a full forensic audit under their auspices. And the attorney general out there has been no supporter of this, has told Merrick Garland, back off. You're seeing now in Georgia, everybody's lawyering up as they now get to the bottom of, there's no chain of custody on the mail-in ballots. We've been saying it here for months. Now that's getting in. All these are being adjudicated either in courts of law now or at state senates, which, hey, if you want to deplatform people, then you ought to deplatform the courts and you ought to deplatform the state senates. Just cut to the heart of it. I got to ask you, I know you're working with Lindell. Any of your other investigations, can people get a timeline of when you think you're going to be coming out and putting out more of your evidence and building more of your cases and going back to court?
We are not doing our own investigation to speak of like Lindell is, but he is sharing information and we will be helping with the litigation that needs to go on in light of the evidence that is coming to the forefront.
How can people, if they cut off your, if MailChimp cut off your thing, give our audience, how can they get to you? We want everybody to go to defendtherepublic.org.
Defendingtherepublic.org.
Let's get into the live chat. I want everybody to spread it around. If they can't get your emails, how are you going to sort out that situation? You're going to have a backup plan?
Yes, we already have a backup plan, and we should be back up by tomorrow. We expect to send out another blast tomorrow. So you can sign up either at sidneypowell.com, it's SIDNEYPOWELL.com, or at defendingtherepublic.org. And watch out for fake sites. Make sure you're on defendingtherepublic.org. We've had fake sites set up. There's no telling how much money they've stolen. We're working to fight against that as well and get them off the internet. And we're just going to keep at it from every front until President Trump is reinstated as he should be.
Is it sidneypowell.com? The other site is sidneypowell.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You're a patriot and a hero, and I got to tell you, you're a fighter. And if I can say, it's my highest compliment. You, ma'am, are tough as boot leather. I got to tell you.
Thank you.
I've been in the room with Sidney Powell. There's nobody can brace somebody up like Sidney Powell. Trust me, you don't want to get on her bad side when she's got the facts and you don't. She doesn't like people talking smack. Sidney, thank you so much. Honored to have you on.
Thank you, Steve. I hope to see you again soon.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, defendingtherepublic.org, all one word. Get it in the live chat. Let's get everybody in there. They've cut off her email. She's going to get it back up. I want everybody there. SydneyPowell.com, all one word. Back in a moment. We're going to go to a protest led by Jason Jones about Joe Biden next in the War Room.
War Room. Pandemic with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room. Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
I told you, you just can't sit there and look pretty. You're going to have a speaking role. I'm supposed to carry everything here. You told me you're going to pitch it. Where are your notes? Only my sister can show up all night long taking her notes about exactly what she's going to say. She scripts it all out, just like when she's a little girl. Script. Then, of course, you forget it. Unbelievable. It's so glad, so good to have you here. Such positive.
But I can say something.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now that I have the mic.
Yeah.
I want to encourage anyone who isn't praying now, please start. For those that do stay in prayer, we need you praying harder. We're going to need God every step of the way to get through this. I encourage you to get involved with something. As Steve says, action, action, action. We need it. One thing I just wanted to mention briefly is critical race theory is being discussed a lot, but there's a lot of tentacles off of that that are not being discussed. And one thing that we found in North Carolina, and you need to see if it's in your state, is something called SEL, Social Emotional Learning. And it's a questionnaire that they give the children, unbeknownst to the parents. And it's very personal information. And we were thinking we could fight it that you just opt out, tell the parents about it. But in the paperwork, you cannot opt out of it. And we don't know where the information's going, who's holding it, how long. But it sounds like it's a...
Is this what we're going to get? By the way, this is SEL. And what this is the... remember the film we showed everybody should watch? It's called The Lives of Others. This is the film made about Germany during the communists, when communists ran it. It was about people ratting out each other. Mm-hmm. That's what they want to do. This is about children. This is what the communists, this is what the Cultural Revolution. Remember the Cultural Revolution in the villages, they turned the children against the parents. The parents were supposed to. Marie Antoinette, I'm not defending her, but when she went to the guillotine, it was her son. They had the son, the Dauphin, gave testimony against her. And that obviously crushed her. But she was taken, she was executed about, not what she had done as the Queen of France, but she was executed on the pretense of what her son gave testimony to her in this kangaroo court they had. What they try to do is always get, they're trying to break the family. They must break the nuclear family. The tradition in China, in the United States, the Judeo-Christian West has always been, the family's been the structure of civic society. And so this SEL, which I know you're a friend of Sloan's, that's where we get to meet Sloan. We're going to get more into critical race theory, more into SEL. And I got to tell you, this is where you see these black women now standing up for school choice and vouchers. They don't want their kids poisoned by this. We have Jason Jones. Okay, we got Jason Jones, you know, one of the great activists, conservative Catholics. Jason, you're at the Basilica today in Washington, D.C. Set the stage for us. Tell us what people are out there doing. What are you leading a protest at one of the most sacred places in the Catholic Church? Not just in Washington, but in the country. Why are you guys at the Basilica today protesting?
You know, Students for Life of America is leading the protest. Steven, as I'm looking at the camera, I see people coming from every direction heading towards the protest site. We're here today to encourage the bishops to stand with the unchanging and unchangeable teaching of the Catholic Church, the inviolable dignity of the human person from the moment of biological beginning. The bishops are voting on whether or not to deny Joe Biden and politicians like Joe Biden who support the intentional destruction of the child in the womb, if they should receive communion. We already know they should receive communion. Are they going to vote on the Trinity next? We're here to encourage our bishops to be strong. You know, here's the sad truth with the church, Steve. As you know, their own Vatican-approved bishop 2 weeks ago was arrested with his priests and seminarians and sent off to a concentration camp, absolutely silent. You were talking about critical race theory. The church has been silent on the racism of the CCP, the rounding up of 3 million ethnic minorities, especially the Uyghurs, 3 million Uyghurs in concentration camps. The church has been absolutely silent. Not one word from Joe Biden. The church has been silent on the abuse of, I'm going to use the Catholic expression, the abuse of not only women with forced abortions in China, but the abuse of people with same-sex attraction. you know, you have priests like James Martin here pushing the LGBT ideology, but yet they are silent to the real abuses of people with same-sex attraction in China. So we're here to tell the church, enough of feigning concern for the vulnerable while standing with powerful interests and actually abandoning the vulnerable. Joe Biden and politicians like him should not receive communion. Oh, the Pope should be on the new, should be holding press conferences every day until our priests, bishops, and lay Catholics who have been rounded up in Hong Kong have been freed. The bishop should be leading the charge to defend the child in the womb from the violence of abortion instead of shunning and shaming priests that do. On June 24th in Chicago, there's an event that's going to be standing up for canceled priests. They're actually canceling priests in the United States who are speaking out against abortion, who are speaking up for the Uyghur, who are speaking up for the Catholic Church in China. They're actually being canceled by the hierarchy. So Students for Life is here leading this event to tell the church to stand true to its unchanging teaching. And I'm here, and I'm grateful to be here as a speaker to also say we need a consistent ethic of life. We need to stand with the vulnerable, from the child in the womb to the families in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan. This is the, you know, this is what the Catholic Church is. You know, this is our history of solidarity with the vulnerable. But unfortunately, the church today abandons the vulnerable, virtue signals. I think Pope Francis will be the last leader in the world to speak up for the Uyghur. And does this have anything to do with the secret deal between the Vatican and China, brokered by disgraced and easily the most blackmailable man in the world, Cardinal McCarrick? Former Cardinal McCarrick. So that's why we're here, Steve.
Yeah. Okay, one last thing. I just want to make sure we got a minute to audience. Bishops are there today to vote whether Joe Biden and other Catholic politicians that are so pro-abortion, whether they can take Holy Communion or not. Is that what's going on, this vote today?
Yes, and the Vatican has signaled that they want them not to have this vote. We're here to say, listen, there's no vote needed. Just state clearly what the church teaches. Canon Law 915 is very clear that if you are a politician, if you are a lay Catholic, you are publicly pro-abortion, you vote for legislation that abandons the child in the womb to violence, you shall not present yourself to communion. You would need to go to your bishop to confess, not your priest, before that you could return to communion. This is not weaponizing the Eucharist. This is stopping politicians from weaponizing the church. That's what we're trying to do. Hey, look, the church is not the Lions Club. It's not the Rotary Club. It's just not something you belong to get votes. This is the Bride of Christ. And if you are a lay cat, it is really a scandal. You know, it is really a scandal. There's nothing Pope Francis can do. He will be forever remembered as the CCP's Pope.
Yeah, Jason, real quickly, what's your social media handle? How do people follow you? We've got about 10 seconds.
My podcast is The Jason Jones Show, and all my handles are Jason Jones Show. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for your courage and leadership on this.
Thank you, brother. Good luck today. We'll talk to you at 5. Be back at 5.